Bakersfield crime crackdown results in 200 arrests, 100 stolen vehicles recovered. Over 100 stolen vehicles were recovered and more than 200 arrested in a partnership that began 6 weeks ago between the Bakersfield Police and California High Patrol, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. In partnership with local law enforcement, the state will continue to step up to take down criminals and make Bakersfield safer for everyone, the governor said in an April 30 announcement. As part of the partnership, last week, CHP officers targeted auto and retail theft in Bakersfield. They said Kern County, where Bakersfield is located, has more property and violent crime than the statewide average. I am pleased with the initial results of this partnership, which speak to the fruitful relationship we have between local and state partners to keep Bakersfield families safe, said Bakersfield Mayor Karen Goh in the same announcement. Additionally, according to officials, Bakersfield police and CHP officers recently conducted a one-day traffic enforcement effort leading to 230 citations issued, mostly for speeding, 9 vehicles impounded, 9 stolen vehicles recovered, and 3 felony arrests. In total, over the 6-week period, 211 arrests were made and 127 stolen vehicles recovered, officials said. By working together and creating a strong partnership, like the one between the California Highway Patrol and Bakersfield Police Department, we can enhance public safety by effectively combating threats to the community, said CHP Commissioner Sean Durie in the same announcement. The recent collaboration is part of a larger effort to pool resources to the city, officials said. It was awarded $6.2 million last year by the state to combat auto, cargo, and retail theft through the Organized Retail Theft Prevention Grant Program, which provided $240 million in all to city and county police departments statewide to fight increasing crime. Other funding recipients have purchased surveillance equipment, conducted blitz operations, and established task forces, according to the Board of State and Community Corrections, a state agency that advises on public safety, among other issues.